shoes and shoes. It's Jesus in the everyday, me and you. The good news and shoes.
This is the Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City. Godfrey Electric is a fourth-generation, full-service electrical contractor serving St. Lucie, Martin, Palm Beach, and Broward counties. Godfrey Electric specializes in industrial, commercial, and residential electrical service work. Godfrey Electric, an underwriter of the WCNO Ministry, is available on the web at www.godfreyelectric.com or at 561-833-3753.
Good morning. I'm Pastor Bob Tarvis, your host for the Revealing Truth radio broadcast. I want to invite you to listen in today as Pastor Jason Baumgartner takes us on a journey through God's Word that will reveal truths for our lives. John 8:32 says, "And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." Grab a pen and take some notes, and let the Holy Spirit reveal the Father's heart to you.
God raised this church up to be a place where the enemy gets defeated, where people get set free, where strongholds are broken, where the captive is set free. Come on, somebody. Where Calvary can manifest in the life of the believer every day, and the power of Pentecost and the power of the Holy Ghost, it moves and flows in this house. Breaks the yoke of bondage over the life of those that have been in bondage and sets free those that have been captive. Amen. Come on, somebody shout today. Amen. He raised this church up to be a church of believers that walk a different walk and talk a different talk, dance to a different tune, sing to a different song. Amen. Run a race that's never been run. Oh, come on now. He's raised us up to break the spirit of religion and set at liberty them that have been bound and open prison doors and declare the acceptable year of the Lord. Oh, my God. You believe that today? That means he's raising you up, and he's raising this church up with an anointing to confront every enemy. Not run from them, not live with them, not cohabitate with them, not be passive, but to confront every enemy. Amen. You know, some Christians, they're always looking for somebody to comfort them. Oh, it's so hard out there. Life is God. I seen this one group say all they did was went, look, they sang a song about comfort, and they must have said mercy 50,000 times. Mercy, Lord. Mercy, Lord. How much mercy do you need? He's already given it to you. Amen. Come on now. Yeah. I mean, we can borderline ridiculous, can't we? Yeah. You know, even though God sent the Holy Spirit to bring comfort to the afflicted, he's also been known to afflict the comfortable. Come on now, the sword of the Spirit's a two-edged sword, isn't that right? Come on, it's got a blade on both sides. And I believe that Jesus didn't just come to comfort us, and he didn't just raise this church up to comfort this community, but he's raised this church up to confront this community with the gospel of Jesus Christ, with truth. With truth that brings freedom. I believe he's also called our church to be a church that will comfort people. That's why we're in the social gospel too. That's why we feed people. That's why we go out of our way to help people. But we're going to set people free. Amen. Amen. We're going to confront some voices that have been birthed out of religious spirits, confront attitudes and lifestyles that have been allowing the church way too long. I mean, that's really how the kingdom advances. That's really how you advance the kingdom of God. I believe he's birthing a kingdom of which there is no end. All the kingdoms of the world are going to bow down. Amen. And everybody's going to have to come and worship on the mountain of the Lord one day. Come on, if you believe that, say yes.
Yes.
Hallelujah. That's why we call Truth Church, ladies and gentlemen, because we're going to tell the truth. I mean, when you tell the truth, it ain't always popular. Sometimes you tell the truth, people don't like to hear the truth, so they don't want to be around you. But we're going to tell the truth anyway, amen? I mean, a Truth Church ain't just a cute name. It's a prophetic name. We didn't just call it Truth Church because it was catchy. I don't know about you, but there have been times in my life when the enemy has robbed me and caused me to have missed opportunities. And there's been some regret from time to time. Anybody know what I'm talking about? There's nothing that kills passion quicker than frustration. Nothing. You can be all hopped up and ready to do something for the kingdom of God, and something go wrong in your family. Next thing you know, I can't even pray. Yeah. I don't even want to pray right now. I'm just so wounded and hurt.
That's true.
Come on. Yeah. Sometimes when you realize you spent your whole day looking at what would have been and what could have been and what it will be, and you just sit there getting frustrated. Yeah. Then you're starting to wonder, are there ever going to be anything for me today? What a wasted day. See, that's the problem with religion, ladies and gentlemen. It spends all of its time just looking at what could have been and would have been, or what God did, actually. Even the testimonies is always just looking backwards. And we get to the point where we just thank God for what he did. Thank God for all that's great. And we got to testify. We got to keep the testimony alive. Amen. I'm grateful for what God did. But let's be thankful for what he's manifesting today. Let's be thankful for what's coming down the pike today. Amen. People are usually thanking him for what's happened in the past and always looking to the future saying, one day God's going to do this. One day God's going to do that. And when I get over the hilltop. One day I'll have victory. One day I'll break through. One day we'll get there. Reach out and touch the Lord as he goes by. One day. The only problem is God never lives in yesterday or tomorrow. God lives in now. Amen. He lives in the now. Now faith is. Amen. You ever anybody say, well, all that stuff's in my past. Can I give you a reality check? Come on. If your past is hindering your present, then it ain't really in your past. Your past is in your now. Your past is keeping you from the promise. Your past is holding you back from your potential. It's not behind you. Amen. You just buried it somewhere in your subconscious and you've learned how to tolerate it and live with it. See, that's kind of the story of what was going on with David and his brothers and Saul's army. The Bible says that David was asked by his father to go down to the front line and carry some cheese and crackers down there to his brothers. They're all down there on the front line dealing with Goliath. Now listen to me. When David was told to go down there and carry some cheese and crackers to his brothers, how many know he'd already been anointed by Samuel to be the king of Israel? And he was anointed to be the king in front of his brothers. Saul's kingdom had already been rejected, and David had already been anointed to be the next king. And after David had been anointed, you know what he did? He went right back out into the back 40 and started taking care of the sheep. The next king of Israel, out there with the sheep. Most churches in America today, you give somebody a word and you can't get them to be an usher anymore. Well, didn't you hear what they gave me that word? I'm anointed. Oh, come on now. David gets anointed to be king, and you can't even find him. Back there taking care of the sheep, serving behind the scenes. Now watch this. Because he was serving, he positioned himself for a major breakthrough, and also he positioned himself to become a hero. Because he was serving. While he was shepherding, he killed a lion and he killed a bear with a sling. Come on, how many know God was getting him ready where he was serving? Amen. Amen. And while he was serving, he was obedient to his father and he was carrying cheese and crackers down to the front line for his brothers. And when he did that, it became a catalyst for him to become a hero. Can I just tell you something today? Until you position yourself to be submitted to the one that God has put in authority over your life and carry some cheese and carry some crackers, you'll never become a giant killer in your life.
Amen, brother.
It's being willing to submit yourself to the people that God puts in your life is what positions you for the advancement of your life. And it positions you to bring down the giants in your life. David could have looked at his father and said, nope. I ain't carrying no cheese and I ain't carrying no crackers. You saw the prophet anoint me. I'm going to be the next king. And I'm going to hang out there with the sheep until they come get me and put me on the throne. I ain't doing it. Amen? But that ain't what he did. He just said, okay, no problem. I'll do it. Yes, sir. I'll get down there. Come on, can I get a little help?
Amen.
I mean, you got to serve your way to your destiny.
Amen.
Come on, you serve your way to your destiny. Amen? Jesus came to serve. Didn't he come to serve?
Yeah.
Not to be served, but to serve. Amen? I mean, if Joseph had never been willing to interpret the dreams of his inmates, he never would have been able to interpret the dreams of Pharaoh. Serving the inmates in prison opened the door for him to the palace. So here's David. He's carrying cheese and crackers down to his brothers. And when he got down there, he saw this whole army army that had been well trained under the leadership of Saul. They dressed up like soldiers. They got their battle armor on. They sounded like soldiers. They looked like soldiers. They smelled like soldiers. They acted like soldiers. The Bible said every morning they'd come out dressed in their uniforms and they'd stand in formation all across the top of the ridge, and they would look at the Philistine army and they'd beat on their chest and they'd shout the war cry. Ah, every morning they would do that. Day after day they would come out. And day after day Goliath would come out and he'd say, "Hey, send your champion down here to face me and fight me." And he would taunt the army of Israel. And that army of soldiers who were dressed in battle armor and had shields and had swords and shouted the war cry, when they saw Goliath, they trembled in fear and ran back into the tent. Every day, they ran back to the tent. Can I just say this to you this morning? It's not enough for you to put on church clothes, shout hallelujah, and keep living with Goliaths in your life. Who have tormented you and taunted you, act like he's not there, and just be content to come out and shout every Sunday morning and then run back to the tent through the week. Come on now.
And now we're going to take a break from the message. We will be rejoining Pastor Jason in just a moment. But first, I want to take this opportunity to tell you about Truth Church. Truth Church is located in the heart of St. Lucie County at 3891 Edwards Road in Fort Pierce. Our Sunday worship service starts at 10 a.m. Truth Church is a non-denominational Pentecostal church that has been serving our community for the last 2 years. There's a ministry for the whole family at Truth Church. Whether it's our monthly senior meetings, children's church, or youth group, there's something for everyone. We've been experiencing a powerful move of God in our services, and we would love for you to come and visit with us. If you're new to the area or you're looking for a home church, we invite you to come and join us. First, you will be our guest, and then you will be our family. Truth Church, a place for the whole family.
I'm praising under open skies, everything breathing, praising God.
You need to understand, it's not enough for us to come into this house and give a hallelujah and a praise and glory to God on Sunday, and when a giant shows up, go, "Nope, I ain't messing with him. That's too much for me. I'm backing down. You don't want me to be a greeter. I ain't got time for that. Wednesday night Bible study? You must be crazy." Come on, I think it's time that strongholds get broken in our lives today. Amen? That we get some freedom and people set free in the liberty of Jesus Christ. And attitudes are put under our feet so Jesus can rule and reign in our life. How many of you, that's where he wants to be. He wants to rule and reign in your life. Amen? But how many know what happens? Fear undermines our ability and it robs us of our potential. Let me try that again. Fear undermines our ability and it robs us of our potential. Every time Goliath came out, the men that were there full of promise, these men of destiny, these men of Saul's army, these men who had been protecting the country, had become fearful. And that fear cut off all of their ability and it robbed them of their potential of being a mighty army. How many of you know there's great potential in this room today? Amen. Come on, somebody, help me, please. There's great potential in this house. There's potential for supernatural breakthroughs. There's potential for new businesses. There's potential for real estate deals. There's potential for growth. There's potential for freedom. There's potential for dreams to manifest. It's all right here in this room. Potential for influence. Amen? God has given you potential and dreams. But if the enemy can cause fear to come into your life, he can rob you of your ability. Undermine your ability and rob you of your potential. That's why churches all over this country, God really wants to prosper us. God really wants to financially prosper all of his children. But what happens is you got naysayers and all the churches going around saying, "That's all churches talk about, money, 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 money. That's all they want, my money, 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 my money." And they intimidate people and they keep people from prospering. Is it okay if I preach a little bit? Yeah. Amen. Amen. How many know that God doesn't just want you to be debt-free? He wants this church to be debt-free. He wants this property to be debt-free. He wants new buildings on this land. He wants this school to grow to what he's called it to be. He wants more property purchased. He wants your bank account over full and flowing. Come on now. He wants to prosper you, amen? He wants to grow you every year. He wants to prosper your house and prosper this house. And he wants to keep prospering you financially until he comes back, amen? He wants us to be busy about the Father's work. And in your potential and in your destiny and the dreams of your life, it's going to take resources to fulfill those things. But you know what? God can't do that if people are ignorant about money. There's been so much bad teaching on money. That people are in fear about money, especially with the economy the way it is today. Everybody's worried about money. Everybody's in fear about money. Amen. And if we let a religious spirit intimidate us about finances, well, the church has already got enough. We just got enough to get by. We'll be fine. We can just make it. We just make it. Come on now. We need to declare that Goliath is coming down. You need to declare that giant is dead in your life. Otherwise, you're going to struggle from paycheck to paycheck to paycheck to paycheck. And you will hold up the blessing of God on your life. It's not a mistake that Kim gets up here and spends 3 to 5 minutes every Sunday teaching us a little bit about giving. I don't let her go more than 5 minutes because I don't want to offend nobody. But she's trying to get a revealed truth to everybody in this house that the secret to your financial blessing is in your giving.
Amen.
And if you squeeze George and Lincoln and Hamilton and Jefferson so tight in your hand that they cry, God can't bless you. We need to declare we ain't living under that bondage. We ain't staying under that bondage. We're going to cut his head off. Say, I got to cut his head off. Get your checkbook out. There ain't nobody reaching for it. I dare you. You know why? Because we've got millions and millions and millions and millions and millions of dollars worth of stuff that God has called us to do in this house.
Amen.
Yeah. Say, Pastor's lost his mind. I'm trying to tell you the truth. In order to overcome Goliath, David had to do a couple things. He had to ask himself a couple of questions. The first question was, is there not a cause? Say that with me. Is there not a cause? Watch this. When David killed Goliath, he did not come up to him saying, can you just please surrender to me? He didn't come up to him wishing or hoping. He didn't come up to him saying, well, let me give this thing a shot. If I pull it off, everybody will love me. If I don't, oh well. I'll be a little grease spot in the bottom of the valley. Or he didn't say, let's see how this thing works out. The Bible says that David ran at Goliath. No, you didn't hear me. The Bible says that he ran at Goliath. Can you see a picture of this scrawny little 15-year-old kid running at this thing? Watch this. He would not have run at a giant that was over 9 foot tall in full battle armor had he not settled the issue, is there not a cause? In other words, until you have a dream that's worth dying for, you will never confront your giants. Until you decide that your children being full of the power of God and the Spirit of God is worth you confronting the giants in your life, you'll never run at them.
That's right.
You'll tolerate them.
That's exactly right.
But when you say that there is a cause that is big enough, my family is big enough, my children are big enough, my problem is not going to overtake me anymore, I'm going to cut this head off of this thing because God has called me and put a potential in my life, is there not a cause? Until you have settled the issue of whether or not there's a cause, you'll never run at your giant. You'll live with it. You'll compromise with it. You'll bargain with it. Because as long as I can live with my habits that are killing me, I'll never confront them. Once the cause becomes greater, listen. This is why most people never do anything. They don't do anything until the pain of their situation overtakes their comfort level. They just live with it and get numb to it. They become passive. Do you really think the devil gives? Do you really think he cares if you show up to church every Sunday? If you're not doing anything in the kingdom? He could care less. Come on, somebody. Is there not a cause? Those soldiers were content to dress up for battle and then run to their tent every day. There are a lot of churches dressing up and shouting the war cry and then running back to the tent. All over this country. They make noise. They make money. But it ain't making no difference. I don't want to be in Saul's army. I don't want to be a coward that's unwilling to confront the strongholds of my life. I want to see strongholds broken. Amen? You know, one of the biggest problems in the churches today ain't just the devil. It's stinking thinking. We've believed the lie of the enemy so long, we've agreed with him. Come on now. Can we just be honest today? Most of us don't even need a devil anymore. We just self-destruct. We'll do ourselves in. And until we're willing to start confronting that stuff, we're just going to dress up, make noise, and run back to the tent. But David said, is there not a cause? He said, is there not a cause? Isn't there something worth dying for? Isn't there something worth running at this giant for? What is it that's motivating me to this? I don't know about you, but we're living in a nation where 82% of the people that are born again get born again before their 18th birthday. Think about that. 82% of the people that get born again in this country get born again before they turn 18. That means if we don't get them in kids' church or get them in youth group, only 18 out of every 100 people will end up getting born again. Is there not a cause? Is there not a cause? Less than 2% ever get born again after 50. Less than 2% of people over 50 years old get born again. But we gear church to 40 and 50 and 60 year olds and try to adjust teenagers to act like us. Come on now. Oh, I'm preaching good now because y'all getting quiet. I can tell. What's he saying? We're going to make this place wild? Is there not a cause? Come on, Truth Church. Is there not a cause? Amen. I know some of y'all ain't going to help me this morning. That's okay. I'm going to keep preaching. That's why we do summer camp. That's why we got a school. Amen? Amen. I wonder what would happen if we would just get on fire for our school. I really wonder. Amen? Amen? I wonder what would happen if everybody in this room made it a point in their life to go get 5 kids that ain't never been here and get them enrolled in school. Wow. I wonder. I wonder what would happen if they would go after the families of these children and start inviting them over for dinner and hanging out with them and giving them Jesus even when they don't want to go to church. I wonder what would happen. I wonder what would happen if we would stop at nothing to have the largest, most sought after youth group on the Treasure Coast. I wonder what would happen in Fort Pierce if we just did that. If we just started going after people, amen? If we just say, I'm going to give my life away to these kids. I'm going to go down there and give everything I got. I might not make a lot of money. They might not be able to pay me much, but I'm going to go down there and give myself away. Is there not a cause? Is there not a cause? Don't we have something that's worth dying for, Truth Church? Amen? David said there is a cause, and because there is a cause, he could run at his giant. Amen? The second question that he asked was, what will be done for the man who kills this giant? I love this question. What will be done for the man who kills this giant? In other words, I ain't fighting any battles that ain't got no spoils. You're going to have to pay me. I'm not fighting if there's no benefit for me to fight. Huh? A lot of people think, well, he's honorable David. He's the next hero. He's David. Nope, sorry. What's going to be done for me if I do this? He asked the question, amen? If they looked at David and said, there ain't nothing going to be done for you if you kill Goliath. You're going back out there taking care of the sheep again. They would have said, see ya. Enjoy the cheese and the crackers. You want some water? Come get it yourself. Let me know that's not what happened. The first thing they said was, David, whoever kills this giant will never have to pay taxes again. Oh, we're all signing up now, ain't we?
Even without a screenshot.
Oof. I mean, that's some serious motivation right there. Never have to pay taxes again. The second thing that will happen is the king's daughter is going to be given to marriage to the person that kills Goliath, and you'll become part of the royal family. Davidson, money and beautiful women, sign me up.
Thank you for joining us today for the Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Baumgartner. We hope you will tune in again each day, Monday through Friday, right here on WCNO 89.9 FM. To obtain your copy of this week's message, please send your check for $5 for shipping and handling to 3891 Edwards Road, Fort Pierce, Florida, 34981. To pay by phone or simply make a love gift, you can call 772-461-8555. That number again is 772-461-8555. For more exciting information on our church, service times, and directions, you can check us out on the web at igniteyourworld.com. This has been the Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Baumgartner, and I'm your host, Bob Tarvis. See you next time on the Revealing Truth.
Join Pastor Trevor Banks and On to Perfection at 7:45 a.m. Monday through Friday right here on WCNO.
Golden Rule Academy, K-12 Private Christian School. As parents, you want to make the best choice to empower your child to succeed. At Golden Rule Academy, we have the same goal. Let us help you educate and inspire your children to dream big. We offer accelerated curriculum, reasonable class sizes, caring and involved instructors, as well as art, music, physical ed, tutoring, and extracurricular music lessons, and of course, sports programs including high school football. Our mission is to build confidence and to teach a love for learning. Golden Rule Academy is now enrolling for the 2012-2013 school year. Space is limited and scholarships are available for qualifying students. You can reach our office at 772-464-1597. That number again is 772-464-1597.
Ignite Your World Ministries, Truth Church, and all its affiliate ministries thanks Destiny Network and Bishop Tony Miller. Destiny Network International exists to serve pastors, local churches, and ministry leaders that make up Destiny Network International. For more information on joining the Destiny Network, go to www.destinynetwork.org. This is WCNO, Palm City, the good news station.
Welcome to Family Matters, a daily look inside the real world of parents and their children.